For those who think California's recall election is a fiasco in the making, a logistical nightmare, commentator Judy Muller has a suggestion.
Perhaps what we all need here is a collective deep breath, a group meditation, California style, in which we contemplate our ballot. First, a Zen campaign koan. What is the sound of one man yapping? Hasta la vista, baby, that's what. Nothing too tough about that, is there? And since the media is focusing on the Terminator and the wackos in the race, we need not worry about the mind-cluttering thoughts known as issues. If during your campaign meditation an issue does intrude on your serenity, don't repress it. Do what the meditation gurus do. Label that thought, issue, and then let it go. There are those who are confused about just what they're supposed to vote for or against. The yin and yang is strange, to be sure, but not inaccessible. First, you get to vote yes or no on whether to recall the governor. And here's the nifty part. Even if you vote against recalling Gray Davis, you get to vote on the second part of the ballot to choose his successor, just in case. In California, where having it both ways is something of an art form, this should not be such a difficult concept. What is serenity, after all, but the ability to hold opposing ideas in the mind without conflict? Okay, it might be good to take another cleansing breath here. We're moving into some deeper territory. How, you might ask, will I choose from the dozens and dozens of candidates on the ballot? Patiently, Grasshopper, very patiently. The names will not be in alphabetical order because the state has developed its own alphabet in the name of fairness so that candidates will be scrambled. Earlier this week, a state official solemnly turned a basket round and round like a great wheel of fortune and chose letters indicating the order of names. Ah, you're thinking, so once that order is established, I will know where to find my candidate's name on the ballot? Not really. Each of the 80 assembly districts will then reorder that odd alphabet on their ballots. The idea is extra fairness, even if it means extra confusion. If you're beginning to feel resentful here, it's because you had expectations. Remember, as one meditation expert puts it, expectations are resentments under construction. Breathe in, breathe out, and get ready for your final riddle. With so many voting districts using the old punch card machines, how can we be safe from that notorious evil spirit, the Hanging Chad? Look for your answer in the Buddhist caution against attachment. Think of those punch cards, and there will be several because of all the names, as a Buddhist ballot. Observe and detach. Oh, and if you find you're detaching more than one Chad from your ballot, that means you voted for more than one person. Your vote will count for nothing. But then, nothing is the state of mind we've been striving for all along.
The comments of Judy Muller, ABC correspondent and author of the book, Now This.